Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for some hot, steamy conversation?
I don't know about how steamy it is, but hot, yeah.
My mother and I had a fantastic relationship.
This is Stephen, and I just want to share.
Yeah, I want to expound on that just quickly, because the real man...
Good morning, and welcome to Coffee Talk. I'm Soy, host of the fastest-growing online talk show where we discuss real topics with real people in real situations.
Good morning, and thanks for tuning in for another exciting episode of Coffee Talk with Soy, your new morning show. I'd like to welcome you to the cafe today. Get ready for real talk, real topics right now. So put your favorite beverage in hand and sit back and let me share with you our topic of discussion today, myth communication. Now, myth communication, people, is about addressing some of the common myths that we've come to believe. Now, these myths affect how we deal and interact with others, and depending on what you believe, it can make or break down your communication and negatively impact your relationship with others. So in the studio with me today is the man from the man cave. He is an expert in relationships of all stages, from the single life to the married life and all points in between. He teaches men and women how to unplug themselves from the dating matrix of TV, radio, and magazines. His upfront, no-nonsense, blunt dating advice goes against everything people have been taught to believe. This isn't just chicken soup for the soul, y'all. Instead, he believes that in order to get your dating life right with the opposite sex, then first you have to get yourself right. Please welcome to the show, straight from the man cave, Mr. Steve Williams himself. Good morning,
Steve.
Thank you
very much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Did you like that introduction?
Yeah, that was nice. I don't think the ladies are going to be too happy about what I want to say today, but that was nice.
Well, you know, I wanted to present you in the best light before we got started, before they see how you really act when you come out the man cave. So I wanted to really do a good job in presenting you. You know, I want to do it fair before I have to break you down on the show. So I said, let me give him the platform and expose him for the gentleman that he is. I appreciate you being with me today.
Thank you.
All right, Steve, let's help these folks out. Let's break down some of these common myths and give our feedback on them. You ready?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. Roll up your sleeves. So I've been doing some research, right, Steve? And so I came across a couple of myths that I thought would be really relevant to what we are talking about today. And the one that stuck out with me first was the myth that logic makes communication effective. Logic makes sense.
Yes.
What do you think about that myth, Steve?
Well, it does. When women stop thinking with their emotions and start using logic, they always see things in another light. For instance, if you know that you're with an individual that mistreats you, dogs you out, or puts his hands on you, emotions will make you say, well, I can change him, I can give him another try, but logic will tell you he's got to go.
So they should listen to their logic, because logic makes sense.
Logic, yes. Smart people use logic. Everybody else is based on emotions, and emotions are not working in this day and time.
So they can't really trust how they feel. What about that thing about women's intuition, like how you believe something is going on? You may not can't prove it, but you just trust your instinct and you go with that. See, I'm a woman who has to trust her instinct, Steve. I have to trust my instinct it may not be logical, but I think I'm a rational woman. I don't think I'm emotional like most women have been known to be. So I think I'd rather trust my instinct. And you don't think that's a good idea.
No, it's not a good idea at all, because your instinct that you're trusting is really technically a need to be with someone instead of being alone. So sometimes you bypass, again, goes back to logic. You bypass logic. You know, you rather have half a man in your life than no man at all. So your quote-unquote intuition would tell you, yeah, girl, he's perfect for me, even though he has this, this, and this problem. But I just feel something about him, something special about him. But what you ladies got to realize, men come at you as lies when you first meet them.
As lies.
Yeah, yeah, well, y'all do too. Y'all both do, but yeah.
Because the representative is there first.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The lie, yeah, we call it the lie. Yeah, your Oscar-winning performance of the person you're not shines out first.
Is that for everyone or is that for most people?
Well, no, well, for on the man side, you have men and males. And then on the woman's side, you have women and ladies. A lady will not lie. A man will not lie. What you see is what you get. But when you have males and women, they will lie about themselves. That's why I always say your first date should be in the swimming pool so you can see the real person you're with.
Mm. Well, I think I must fall under the category of a lady then. That you know, I've never heard that described that way, but that must be why I've always classified myself as a lady. Not knowing that this was your definition, but I can see how I've just been aligned for this moment right here.
Okay, well, I mean, you understand that a man has to validate that, but I mean, you know, hey, if you feel that way, I'm not saying don't feel that way.
What is it? Why does he have to validate me being a lady? What does it got to do with him?
Well, it has
Why
everything
does a man
to do with him.
Need to validate me being a lady? Okay.
Well, it has
me.
Everything to do with him because you're going after his last name, his ring, and his time. So, of course, it has everything to do with him.
Well, I think you're putting the cart before the horse. So, if we're talking about me being a lady, being a lady, right? You said ladies don't lie. Women may lie, ladies don't lie. And I said, well, okay, well, I must fit the category of a lady because I don't feel like I need to lie about things. So now you have said that he has to justify. Why does he have to justify me being a lady?
Well, that's just like me telling you I'm Superman and I can fly. I mean, we can say anything we want, but it's based off your behaviors. And for any woman out there that uses that you don't know me, we men don't need to know you. We just follow your behaviors. So you can say whatever you are, but a man is going to follow your behaviors to determine if you were those things.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now that there is logic, which makes sense. Okay. Behave, Steve. Get him started.
Okay.
Myth number two. The message sent is the message received. Is that a myth or not?
Myth. Because the message that some people may send, if somebody doesn't have any standards, or let's say, for instance, you're dealing with a guy whose foundation is built on water, or he's like a kite where he'll go wherever the wind takes him, your message might not be perceived in the right context. Whereas if you're dealing with a man that has a strong foundation, regardless of the message that you send, a man is going to tell you what is and not what could be. So regardless of what message you have for him, he has certain standards that he lives by. So as long as y'all are in line with each other, it doesn't really matter what kind of message you send, as long as it's the right one of respect.
Well, you don't know how he's going to receive it until the person you'll know how they receive it based on how they respond. So you can say certain things. It could be your intent. But you don't know how they're going to receive it until they respond. So the message sent is really not always the message received.
But if the message is...
people got a problem processing. Sometimes people take them a while. You ever know how you have an argument with somebody and you're trying to make a point and you're saying, you know, what you got to say and they don't hear nothing you're saying and then, you know, hours later, next day, now they process what you said? Because sometimes it's the person receiving. They process a little slower. And you're like, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, so you're dealing with someone that doesn't believe in arguments. So when you're saying that you don't understand something I'm saying, I'm telling you what is. And what I mean is I'm not beating around the bush. I'm not cutting around corners. I'm just going to say what is on my mind and let that be my truth. Well, and as long as you do that, you don't have to worry about all that other stuff. You know, do I look fat in this dress? You know, what would a guy say? Well, I don't know. Well, if you look big in the dress, he'll tell you. I mean, don't ask the question if you don't want the answer. But the answer should be an honest answer both ways.
But that doesn't mean that it's received. And see, I think you come from the premise that because you say it and you know, you like to boast that your bluntness is the best way to do things, because it's the best way to, it's not always, it's not always the best way to handle things just by being blunt. Sometimes it's not necessary. And sometimes delivering it in that capacity does not always guarantee that it's going to be received like that.
But, Joy, what if you ask me what my intentions are?
I'm sorry?
I said, what if you ask me, if we were dating, you're like, what are your intentions? And what if I just told you, I find you sexually attractive and I want to have sex with you? What message would you get from that? Would you get anything else other than an honest, open truth?
Now, me, if you said that to me, that would be the last time we had a conversation. However, now, the
really?
First part you said, yeah.
Wow.
Because I wouldn't want to date someone who just want to have sex with me.
But would you want me to lie to you and tell you that I want to take long walks in the park with you and row a boat while you hold an umbrella? Would you want to lie like that, or would you want the truth?
Yeah. Would I want to lie like that? Yeah, I want the truth, but you being
but you
know
what you said you didn't want it.
No. I never said I didn't want the truth. I said I wouldn't date you. I never said I didn't want the truth. I said I would not date you. That's the last time we talked. Because if you can't see past beyond that, then we have nothing else in common. But that's just me. However, some women, I think that they're insecure and they need to hear all those little, and hearing the little things spark little interest in them or sends off some chemical reaction, and they never hear anything the man says after that. Once they hear that, oh, you're attractive, you're beautiful, you got it going on, he could have said your breath stink, you know, whatever else. She had none of those other things that may have been offensive to her because she caught into, you know, the first thing he said out his mouth. It's other things that I'll be listening to and thinking about too.
You do understand every man that you meet wants to have sex with you. You do understand that, don't you?
I do understand that he wants to have sex with me.
Yeah, every man that meets you or wants to, quote-unquote, date you wants to have sex with you. So technically, he's telling you a actual truth if you ask what his intentions are.
I think that the great sex is not that it's not valued in a relationship. Don't get me wrong. But if that's one of the first things that he says, you know, then we would be unequal. He wouldn't be a candidate for me.
Then you'd rather him lie to you.
No, I'd rather him have some other stuff on his mind. Because great sex, you can teach a person that. There's some things you can't teach people about their character, about who they are. So he need to have that coming up to the table than to be worried about some great sex. You know, I can teach him how to get great sex.
Okay.
Well, my point is, if that's what's coming out of his mouth in 5 minutes or the first date, then that'll be our last date.
Okay. No, that's if you ask him. I'm not saying he's just going to tell you that. I'm just saying if you women want to know the truth, just ask and he'll tell you. You just have to watch out for the guy that tells you he wants something other than sex. That's the wolf in sheep's clothing.
That's not true, Steve.
I'm a man. I'm trying. Okay. If y'all want to believe the fairy tale.
I don't think every man wants to deal with a woman who's got all these character flaws, got all these other issues, and then the fact that she can just bone him real good, then that makes her the candidate to be the woman.
Just a booty. No, when he sees you, there's something on your body, something on the outside he sees that he finds attractive, and he wants to sleep with you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, I feel sorry for that man.
Now, there's a lot of them like that.
Yeah, I feel sorry for a lot of them. Myth number three. How powerful is silence? And is it helpful or harmful?
Oh, wait, how powerful is what now?
Silence.
Oh, silence.
You know how you know how you get to a point that you're not communicating, nothing is being said. Is that awful?
Yeah. Well, this might hurt, but your silence doesn't bother a man. Most men want you to be silent anyway, because most of the time you women are talking about things outside of the side of your neck. So silence is a good thing. Sometimes you need to be silent and just be quiet, because sometimes men just don't want to hear you nag or complain.
Does make it powerful?
Well, and, it's powerful if you want to maintain a relationship. But I'm sorry. What were you saying, Sylvia?
I said, is it powerful? In terms of, not in terms of how he feels, but in terms of the communication relationship, is that a powerful element to be silent?
No. No, that's reason why most women end up booty calls and not wives, because instead of communicating, you think your silence is going to move mountains or make him compromise or change his standard. So silence is a terrible thing. If you're looking to find a husband or a wife, it's terrible.
You think it creates barriers in relationships? It creates distance?
Oh, yeah. The barrier is already created because, unfortunately, y'all are doing something already and y'all not even married, which is fighting and having issues and problems. And so in my book, as a book of man, you would not be wife material. I don't deal with drama. So if you are bringing drama in my life this early on, why would I want to make you my girlfriend? Why would I want to move you in my place? And why would I want to put a ring on your finger if you're already bringing drama in my life?
Mm.
You can talk to me without yelling. We can discuss things without pouting. And if you can't do that and be a quote-unquote mature individual, then you can kick rocks. There's so many other women out there that are waiting to take your spot. You know, you just find someone that you can just bull over.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I'm interested.
So women should, yeah. So women should learn to, well, you know, I think sometimes women, I agree, sometimes women do need to be silent. I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, well, silence is sometimes used as a strategy too. Like you said, they choose to shut down because they are upset, and I think that sometimes they should, because you need to process things. Think about what you're going to say. Think about how you're going to react and why before you do it. So sometimes it's a great filter.
But you said the thing, strategy. You said the key word, strategy. Are we playing chess? I mean, why does it have to be a strategy? Why can't you just express yourself to me like an adult and not have me try to read your body language and figure out things? I don't know who has the time to do that. That's why relationships are messed up today, because we're playing these little childish games. So that's the problem.
You don't think that if she hasn't reached a level of maturity that she should go somewhere, sit down, and be silent until she get herself together, and then she speaks? What about
you
that?
You have to get yourself together first before you get with a man. You know, you even said that when you introduced me. You cannot do that kind of stuff and think that a man's going to respect you at the end of the day, because mm-hmm. we don't have time. And you women should feel the same way if a man's treating you that way. It's weak and boring and immature.
Do you believe that it's weak and boring and immature when men are silent?
It is beta, soft, and ladies, run to the hills. Do not be with that individual, because that's the same individual that will stalk you and do things to you to keep you. Do not do a, that's a mama's boy. You don't want one of those. You want a man.
Mm-hmm. Who can speak up and speak out, not
yeah,
one who's silent.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're supposed to be leaders, and a leader cannot be silent. A leader must be able to lead and say things without worrying about what other people think.
Mm-hmm.
Logic. Goes back to the logic again.
Yeah, that was fun. That was fun, the discussion. And for those who may have missed it, the answer is yes, it's a myth. Silence is not powerful.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. I'm getting warm and fuzzy inside. Okay, here we go. What do you think about nonverbal communication? Now, this is a big thing. This is a big thing. This is what we're going to have to call the refs in. Nonverbal communication accounts for 93% of total communication.
That's such a problem.
Why is it a problem?
Because it goes, well, I mean, for a woman, again, you said it before, y'all use strategic methods to try to get men to do things, which is a terrible thing to do. But for a man, nonverbal, that is crazy. If you cannot express what you want when you want it, then you need to get out of the game, because that has got to be some spineless, weak mindset to think that I have to show you a gesture, or I've got to have a certain look in my face to make you figure out what I'm thinking. I mean, we're not Harry Potters here. We can't read people's minds. So when you're saying nonverbal, you know what I mean? I have to sit there and try to figure out what's wrong with Soy. No. And now she's not hungry. Is she having a bad day? You see what I'm saying? How crazy that sounds?
But you know what? I get that. I think that I don't. Here's what I think. Okay. Here's what I think. See, hold on to your. I was going to say seat, but you probably hold on to something else. But anyway, hold on to it. And let me.
See, that's a nonverbal right there. You have no idea, but go ahead. Even though it's true, but that doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Here we go. So nonverbal communication is sometimes what we believe, like you just said, in our head. You know, it's these things that I think it does account for 93% of total communication. I don't think that it's accurate, but I think that it accounts, because people generally act on what they perceive. You haven't talked to nobody about it. Somehow you came up with this craziness in your head, and you're acting this out. It's become a form of communication because you're relying on this to deal with a person, and you have no substance behind it. You follow me?
Yeah, and that's why 93% of marriages and all that crumble, because of that thinking. You've got to unplug yourself from this matrix and come to the real world. It doesn't work like that in the real world. You can think whatever you want to think. That is your right. But when you start to try to read somebody's mind, then that is when things get a little crazy. If you just ask a simple question and get a simple answer, then you won't have to try to figure out or solve, I don't know, the atom or whatever you're trying to figure out.
What should they replace that 93% of nonverbal communication with? What would you suggest it be replaced with? Conversation?
With honesty and just speaking your mind. Stop this love stuff. Look for respect. Respect means, you know what, or really start loving yourself. Take it and add love. Love yourself. Because when you love yourself, you're going to protect yourself. That's the best thing I can say, Ruff, for that.
That was very sweet of you. I never thought.
No, I'm not a sweet person.
I know. That's why I was so surprised that you used the L word.
Respect yourself, not love. See, now you got to take that. Forget the love. Respect.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He's softening up.
Oh, good God.
Okay, Radical. Let me ask you this before we exit the show. We're coming close to ending the show. Let's talk about the new projects that you have going on, the man cave thing that you have. Tell us a little bit more about that, what it is, and how people can get in touch with you. And if they want to explore the man cave, where can they find you?
Well, it's okay. Well, the man cave is a project we're working on, but we're focusing on this thing called Unlock the Man Code. And Unlock the Man Code is me teaching women how men think. Because women are so busy thinking about themselves, they're not thinking about what men like and what men enjoy. And in that, Soy, and this is gonna sting a little bit because you've been so nice to me. I'm also gonna have a service called Wife Training 101, where I'm gonna train you women how to be submissive, know your place at the table, and treat your man like a king he should be.
Mm. Well, who's teaching the kings how to be kings? While you're teaching
I'm the king teaching the king.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the next show, folks, is going to be, we're going to have Steve back on the show so I can qualify him, because he talked about earlier how some man got to qualify me to be a lady. I want to talk to your missus because I want to find out who qualified you to be the king. But we know we're going to need another whole show for that, so we'll deal with that a little later this year. So y'all just get ready for that. We're going to have him come back so we can qualify him or talk to the person that did qualify him. And with that being said, well, why don't you go ahead and give us the contact information, the website, and those things.
Yes, ladies, if y'all want to – first off, I want to say thank you, Soy, for having me on. I enjoy it. It's always a pleasure. I want to say that first and foremost. Ladies, if you want to get in touch with me, you can go to unlockthemancode.com or send me an email at info@unlockthemancode.com. And for the guys out there that want to learn how to be men and stop cupcaking these women like you do, you can go to themanmindset.com and learn how to be a man and not a male.
Do you do matchmaking services?
No, I do self-services. And what I mean is once you build yourself and you know what you are and what you want, you don't need a matchmaker because you're already going to know what you want from that person and what you demand.
What if I want to just test your theory and I kind of like just find the person who's mastered your session on the male side. I mean, just your best student. What if we just want to just bring him out to the forefront and to just test him to see what he's made of?
Sure.
We can do that.
Yes, you can do that. Matter of fact, so I even ask you if you want to try something out this weekend if you go out. If there's a guy that you like, go offer him to buy him a drink. Go buy him a drink, okay?
Okay. That'd be hard right there. But go ahead.
Hold on, wait. I'm just trying to show you something outside the box.
Okay.
Come on, Soy. Offer him a drink. Okay. Buy him a drink and see what happens.
Okay. Put my big girl panties on there. You said go out, right? I don't know this guy, right? I don't know
him. Yes.
Okay.
Smile. Introduce yourself.
Smile. Okay.
Yes. Introduce you. Hello, my name is Soy, and your name is, and shake his hand, and say, wait, can I offer you, buy you a drink?
Okay.
And
okay.
I guarantee it will be a whole different experience.
Shoot, I already know it's going to be a whole different experience. For me to say that, it's a different experience. Now, what's the message that should come out of this?
The message is saying that I'm not out to get free drinks and free meals. I see you as someone that I might be interested in, but I'd like to get to know you a little bit to find out if we're compatible. You're saying all that in a simple thing that I just told you to do.
But isn't that manly for me to offer to buy him a drink? Shouldn't he do that?
Well, think about all the men who have been wasting all their money buying you women drinks. When y'all just sometimes, if you want a free drink, you just point a sucker out and he'll buy you a drink. I'm saying that just try something different because that guy that might like you, he just doesn't know how to approach you. So if you go over to him, you're kind of breaking the mold. Remember, y'all are so independent now. Y'all waiting to exhale, you know. Women power, girl power, go, right? So go offer to buy him a drink. I'm not saying take him out to dinner and sleep with him. Just offer to buy him a drink.
Oh, I'm so confused, Stephen, so confused. I thought you were talking about the boy, the mama's boy. You don't want him, you don't speak up. And now we move to a place where we're picking up men. Men are no longer pursuing women. I thought they were the hunters. They want to go out and hunt the women. So now I'm reversing the cycle.
Well, because they see y'all women don't have any worth and value anymore. You put your bodies on Facebook. You're running around with all these male friends. There's no reason why they want to marry you. Y'all are not presenting yourselves as ladies. So that's why they're not doing that. So I'm just trying to show the woman out there that wants to separate herself from all the other women to go offer, buy that guy a drink, something different.
It may take me a minute. I might need some coaching. I might need some therapy. That this is not something I do.
Why?
I'm a lady. real talk, ladies. If you've done this and you tried this and you have comments about it, we want to hear about it. So do post them. I'm gonna put this question out there so that others can join in on this discussion off the air. And when I do this, I'm definitely going to report it, and we're going to talk about it some more. But thanks again for Steve for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Hi, I just love this show. Coffee Talk with Soy, that is your new morning show, where real talk happens every Saturday at 10 a.m. I'd like to thank the listeners and the guests for joining me in the cafe today. What a wonderful...